This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Global coronavirus infection and death toll rates continue to creep upward as the United States still leads the world in both instances. In the U.S., the number of deaths approaches 89,000, while the number of confirmed infections is well over 1.4 million. A World Health Organization modeling study warns that nearly a quarter billion people will eventually be infected by the virus. The study also says that 150,000 people in Africa could die if urgent action is not taken. Published in the journal BMJ Global Health, the study projects lower infection rates and deaths in other parts of the world, such as Europe and the U.S. U.S. President Donald Trump tweeted on Saturday that his administration is considering proposals pertaining to the World Health Organization. One proposal would see the U.S. pay the WHO 10% of what it used to contribute before President Trump suspended contributions on April 14th. The president accused it of promoting China's disinformation about the outbreak. In Spain, the daily COVID-19 death toll dropped under 100 for the first time since the lockdown began in mid-March. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez said that his government will seek a final four-week extension to its state of emergency as daily deaths from the coronavirus reached a near eight-week low. Less than a week after full lockdown measures were lifted, the Greek government reopened public beaches Saturday under strict social distancing rules. The government is still thinking about reopening restaurants and bars on March 25th. This is VOA News. U.S. Democratic lawmakers are launching an investigation into President Trump's firing of the State Department's Inspector General. President Trump fired Steve Linnick late Friday, the latest in his series of dismissals of government watchdogs. The president has now dismissed three since his February acquittal on impeachment charges by the U.S. Senate and has criticized others. Linnick is reported to have opened an investigation of Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. President Trump's emergency powers are worrying some U.S. senators and legal experts. Dozens of special authorities become available to any president during national emergencies. They are rarely used, but the president last month stunned legal experts and others when he mistakenly claimed that he had total authority over governors in easing COVID-19 guidelines. That prompted 10 senators to probe how sweeping President Trump believes his emergency powers are. They want to see this administration's presidential emergency action documents. These little-known classified documents don't give a president authority beyond what's in the Constitution, but they outline what powers a president believes the Constitution allows him to exercise during national emergencies. A person who attended a religious service on Mother's Day in the state of California's northern region has tested positive for the coronavirus, possibly exposing it to more than 100 members of the congregation. County health officials say the church, which is north of the city of Sacramento, chose to open its doors despite rules banning gatherings of any size. The safety of Wuhan's coronavirus test center has become a hot topic for residents, with some concern that the very act of getting tested could expose them to the infection. The Chinese city, where the COVID-19 pandemic began, has revved up a massive testing campaign after a first cluster of new infections were confirmed last weekend. All of the new cases showed no symptoms of the disease before testing positive. Many of these open-air test centers observe social distancing rules, queuing at least about 3 feet apart. While residents say a lot of people followed the rules, many did not. And in some cases, volunteer workers were not insisting that they comply. Tropical Storm Arthur has formed off the U.S. state of Florida. You can read that full story on voanews.com and figure out what part of the United States that tropical storm could affect. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.